all of us have pain bodies, as you point out, and most of us go to a job. And I'm wondering if you can recommend ways in which we can use what we do at work to become free.
Thank you. Now, at work, usually you go into an environment that is dominated by little me's and egos and big ego structures, unconsciousness at work. Many big organizations are still run, there are maybe a few exceptions, but many organizations are still run by that consciousness, that state of consciousness. So a great help is not to expect others to be conscious, not to expect consciousness where there isn't consciousness. You will be very often, as you do this practice for yourself, you will very easily observe unconsciousness and pain bodies arising in other people at work, being acted out through their mind, and it'll happen continuously in some companies more than in others. And it's the same practice because it's basically a relationship. It's bringing presence into relationships. When pain body arises in somebody else, don't go into the reactivity that would be the little me fighting somebody's pain body, which can easily trigger your own pain body and you get a big argument. The practice is relinquishing the reactivity of the little me, so you allow unconsciousness in the other person. Doesn't mean you give in every time. It's getting hold of the state of presence and bringing presence into your work, to the conference table, to the committee meeting. And as you sit there, little egos having their battles all around the table, you watch, and perhaps for a moment you remember this moment, and that brings back the state of presence. And then you sit there in the state of, you feel intensely connected with the body, and you watch everybody's contribution without mental judgment. You bring presence to the conference table, to the committee meeting, not the reactivity of the me. Will you watch? And then you may find yourself making a contribution and saying something out of the state of presence, and it'll bring a different quality to the whole interaction. There's one person there who brings in a different consciousness, and then see what happens. So instead of, there's nothing you can do to change others as such, and most of the world still lives in unconsciousness. That's how it is. Don't expect it to be otherwise. So it's allowing, it's in the allowing people their unconsciousness. This, by the way, also implies to your relationships with other people, like long-standing relationships with parents, which to many people, or children, grown-up children and parents, for many people that's a very problematic area because there's so much past in there. There's often so much unconsciousness and dysfunction in families. So the most beautiful thing happens when you can, let's say it's your parents, when you can allow your parents completely to be who they are. You give up, this is really the little me, you give up the desire to be understood by them. The little me says, you need to understand me. They won't. But a weight, you will feel a weight being taken off your shoulders when there's a relinquishing of the need to be understood by your parents. Oh, that's a relief. They don't need to understand me. And then there's a letting go, as this all comes with presence, there's a letting go of wanting them to be different, wanting them to behave differently, accusing them of having done this or that, or having failed to do this or that. There was nobody there to have failed. There was just unconsciousness in motion, nothing personal in it. They did what they could do according to their level of consciousness. Really, there was nobody there to ever have done anything or not done anything. It was unconsciousness playing itself out. That's why Jesus said, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." When you realize they didn't know any better, there wasn't enough consciousness. If Jesus had lived now, he would have said, "Forgive them, for they are completely unconscious." That's what it means. It's just unconsciousness playing itself out. And then even that drops away, that the feeling that they should have done something differently. And the more presence arises in you, the more you realize nobody ever did anything to you. The presence, it's only the identity of the little me feels hurt or injured. When the dimension of presence arises, presence always remained totally pristine, totally pure, totally fresh and new. Nothing ever happened to it. So the reality of who you are, nothing ever happened to that. No matter what pain was inflicted on you in your childhood, as presence emerges, you realize there's a dimension in you that was never touched. And then forgiveness happens automatically. You don't have to try to forgive. As long as you try to forgive, it's not really working. Oh, I should be forgiving because I'm spiritual. You cannot really make yourself. Forgiveness happens naturally as presence arises and you feel the vastness of who you truly are beyond the little me. Forgiveness is just there. You don't even have a word for it anymore. So it's all towards all relationships, whether at work or with parents, between parents and children. The most powerful tool is to allow everyone to be who they are, which is an aspect of allowing this moment to be as it is. On the canvas of this moment, very often people will appear in it. Very often this moment will come to you as a person. It may come to you as a person's pain body coming out of this at you. Okay, the practice is allow it to be. That's where power flows through. The mind says, no, you can't allow it to be. You should be doing something about it. The most powerful transformation happens through allowing to be. So when I say allow the present moment to be, very often that means allow this person to be, allow the unconsciousness to be there. It's fine. And then you will notice the relationships with your parents improves dramatically. When you give up the desire to be understood, you don't need that anymore. You realize there was nobody there who ever did anything to you or failed to do anything. So you can see miraculous transformations in situations through allowing. That's where the vast power comes through, whether it's at work or with... You can try it out. What's coming up soon? Thanksgiving? Wonderful place to practice when all the family gets together. For some people, it's agony having to go through that. Now, this time, see if you can bring in complete acceptance of what is. Everybody around the table happens to be part of this moment then. allow this moment, including the turkey dinner and whatever it is, people acting out their conditioned behavior. You can predict what they're going to say next because they said the same thing 10 years ago. Allow it to be, and then your next practice will be Christmas, when they get together again. That's always a good, and the ultimate test is parents. You may, Ram Dass said his famous statement, if you think you're so enlightened, go and spend a week with your parents.